The Writers.
Hello, we are the Writers. We are
Vittorio,
Lili,
Massimo,
Anna,
Maya,
and Marcello of the Grade 3 Udine International School. Today we will tell you our interpretation of the silent book Up and Down the Mountains, written by Irene Penazzi and published by Terre di Mezzo.
Up and Down the Mountains. Today, Teresa, Joy and Giacomo brought me to take a walk in the forest. After half an hour of walking, Teresa and Giacomo hugged a giant tree with a rough bark to see if their fingers would touch. A long line of ants went on Teresa's arm, tickling her arm. At a certain point, they noticed something strange, and I discovered the fountain in the trunk of the tree. Giacomo and I tried the water, and it was fresh and clean. Our path was blocked by a stream that was following across it. We made it across thanks to a trunk of a tree that we used as a bridge, helping ourselves with our yellow ropes because it was very slippery. Gioia said to Teresa,
"Go you first because you do gymnastics and you have more balance." "Okay,"
answered Teresa. While the water was running fast down the stream, with a jump the kids made it, but I had to swim. In the afternoon, we searched for a place to camp out.
"It's starting to get dark. We have to begin to set up the tent and look for sticks for the fire,"
said Giacomo. So my human friends prepared two tents really well, a big one and a little one for me. Since I am their puppy, they also lit a nice hot campfire that illuminated the night. At a certain point, Teresa scared me a lot with her giant bear shadow.
"Boo!"
But Gioia reassured me, patting me behind the ears. While we were staring at the constellation of the wolf, we heard the owl's hoot all around. It was time to sleep, so we got into our tent and turned the torches off. In the morning, Teresa, Joy and Giacomo started off towards the cold lake. When we arrived, the water was deep and green, and Dwight swam calmly on the surface. Initially, my attention was attracted by the rocks and sticks on the bank of the lake, but at a certain point I smelled a delicious scent of pancakes and maple sugar. I quickly recognized them. They were the ones that Gioia always cooked. I almost got one, but when Teresa threw me a stick into the lake.
"Fetch, go and get it, Muffin."
And so I quickly went to get it.
"Good boy, Muffin."
That day, we continued along our path. Suddenly, it started raining. In no time, there were brownish puddles of mud. Gioia tried to avoid them while I went straight into them, getting mud all over my body, which became brown and messy. Giacomo, in the meantime, took notes on the footprints that animals left on the path that we were on. I was continuing forward when Teresa called me.
"Muffin, come, let's run and get under the shelter."
We arrived at the warm and cozy cottage and we waited for the rain to stop. Inside, the kids took their coats off and put their hiking boots near the fire that was burning in the fireplace.
"Teresa, Gioia, could you pass me some wood for the fire?"
asked Giacomo, and the two girls handed him big, heavy blocks of wood. Once they were settled, they had hot chocolate as their snack. It was delicious. So finally I could relax, laying on the blue carpet. What a great hike! Under the rain it was even more fun.